They say I killed my son. Killed and ate him. What kind of mother could do that? And yet here I sit, punished, humiliated, mourning. I've told the tale so many times that I no longer know whether or not I'm guilty. I don't think I did it. I couldn't. But I will tell you the story all the same. Years ago, I was engaged to an angry and wealthy man called Gual. But my heart found another called Pool. He was handsome of face and noble of heart. I led him on a horse chase, appearing to ride just faster than his knights so he and I could be alone. I let him catch me, and we fell immediately in love. But breaking an engagement was no small task. There was a lot of trickery involved, and Poole almost ruined it for us. But that is another story. A year and a day later, after our first meeting, Poole and I were married. 2 years passed before the people started to talk about an heir. They wanted Poole to take another wife because I hadn't given him one. So I gave them what they asked for. They were so impatient, but we did what they wanted all the same. And so I gave birth to a son, and he was perfect. He had my skin and his father's eyes, and I loved him more than anything. Holding him in my arms was unlike anything I could have imagined. His breathing, his soft skin, all of it made me want to protect him and give him a perfect world. I'm sure of all of that. And then, in the night, I gave him to my ladies-in-waiting. They were to take turns tending to him so that I could sleep. And I was grateful. But then I woke with the metallic taste of blood in my mouth. My hands and mouth were covered in it. And there were bones lying around me. Little tiny bones. I remembered nothing. But the ladies in waiting, they said that I killed my son. That I had eaten my own son. I knew I hadn't. Or I thought I knew. Poole believed that I was innocent, of course. But no one else did. Poole wouldn't kill me. But the people demanded recompense, and so he sentenced me. And I sit here by the gate all day, every day. And when people come to the court, as you have done, I tell them this story. I tell them what a monster I am, and I've begun to believe it myself. Sometimes they strike me. Sometimes they spit on me, or worse. And then I offer to carry them to the court on my back. Often they let me. Some take no small satisfaction in treating me like a beast of burden, but I let them. I carried them all the way to Poole's castle, where my home used to be. That was my life. And while it takes a lot to make a goddess question her sanity, I did. I wondered often if I had done it. Everyone seemed so sure. And I served that penance for 7 long years. A goddess, doing work lower than that of a servant. Until one day, 2 men came. One old and one young. And I told them my story. Not just as I told you. By the end of 7 years, I had no feeling left in it, and I didn't even bother to defend myself. And they nodded and didn't judge me. The old man smiled a bit, and I asked them if they wanted to be carried. They said no, but they told me to come with them anyway, and so I did. I was little more than a slave to them. The man was Teyrnon. When we got to the castle, he asked to see Poole, and he told us both his tale. He told us that every year a beast had come to his nearby farm to take his newborn foals, and that 7 years ago, he had been ready for the beast. He'd killed it and cut open its belly and found inside a baby boy. He had taken the child, cleaned him, and raised him. He told us that the man beside him was that boy, grown to adulthood in just 7 years. He knew that this child was not a mortal then, and when he heard my story, he knew that the child was my son. I renamed him Praedari, which means care, in honor of the care Teernon had shown him. There are no words for what I felt on that day. To have my name and my sanity returned to their rightful place was more than I could have hoped for. But to be reunited with my son, the small being I had wept for, mourned, and felt such guilt over, I no longer felt like a shadow of myself. The purpose to my suffering was for this moment. I saw life around me for the first time in 7 years, flowers springing forth as they had without my noticing for years, greeting the joyous return of my son. The season's colts ran around us. Life as I had forgotten was suddenly clear again, and my family was reunited and restored. And now, with every year, the plants come forth and begin to grow. The fawns are born and my people begin their labor for the bountiful harvest. This is the time of year when you can look around and feel life and realize that it has returned to the world. The new life springs up around us while we are not paying attention. It was on a day like this that my name and my family were restored, and all was right with the world. On this day, when you see the new life around you, and you feel the warmth of the season and celebrate it, I would ask that you think of me and remember my story. Remember that even in the darkest of times, there is hope, whether we believe it or not. Take comfort all year in this season, because it will always return you as my son and my life were returned to me.